This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, Jeremy, you said you heard something. Was it this morning?
Yeah. It's the overnight show that comes on before us. And
so Amy Lawrence is no longer with us?
Yeah. Well, that makes it sound like she's dead.
Okay. Well, she's no longer on the network.
Okay. Thank you. But no, Pat Boyle, who I've worked with on BetQL, filled in. I believe he's up in New York, if I'm not mistaken. But very sharp guy. I just don't agree with what he said. And Jalen Hurts, like, if you're going to tell me Jalen Hurts is in the top five of NFL quarterbacks, he got to be fifth. I'm sorry. The Super Bowl does not put you over the top and all of a sudden make you the best quarterback in the league, or at least put you in the top three when you have other guys that have accomplished plenty of other things in this league. We've seen average quarterbacks win Super Bowls. We don't know what Jalen Hurts is going to be. I'm okay with him being fifth, but I can't put him above what I've seen from Burrow, what I've seen from Allen, especially Lamar and even Mahomes.
I think it's just all stupid. I mean, come on, dude.
I mean, it's just like one of these knee-jerk reaction things talking about he said he's just as valuable as those guys. And I don't know that anyone's as valuable as Mahomes or anyone's as valuable as Lamar. Those two guys, I think, do so much for their teams. I would even put Allen in the same conversation. I mean, you can clearly see a difference of what they mean, not only from the rushing standpoint, the offense, and of course in the passing game, but I don't see that from Jalen Hurts. And then the whole context was, well, the Kansas City geared up to stop Saquon Barkley and made him irrelevant outside of his impact of just being on the field. And they said, Jalen Hurts beat us with your arm, and he did. Okay. Well, if you're going to put eight in the box and I'm going to get 1-on-1 on the outside and I got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and Saquon coming out of the backfield, I'm probably going to be okay. There's a reason why they got to the Super Bowl. It's a very, very good team, but I'm not going to sit here and make a knee-jerk reaction.
It's
all of a
dumb
sudden
talk,
throw
man.
Hurts at the top of this list.
It's just stupid, irresponsible talk. We do it all the time. Let's go division by division. Best quarterback in that division in the AFC East.
AFC East?
Allen. Best in the North.
Lamar.
Best in the South.
AFC South. Well, that's going to be
CJ Stroud. Best in the West, Pat Mahomes. Is he better than either one of those four quarterbacks?
No.
Okay. So how's he top five?
I don't think he's better than Stroud. So
I don't either. So how's he top five when I just gave you four that he's not better? So that puts him at number five. All right. Best in his own division. He's not. The kid in D.C. is.
Yeah.
He's not the best in his own division. Best in the North. Who's the best in the North?
Right.
I think Jordan Love.
Probably. I wouldn't have a problem if someone said Jared Goff.
Is he better than either one of them?
I mean, I think he's in that conversation.
I don't think he's better than Love. I think he's as good as Goff.
I don't like Goff as much as you like Goff. I don't like Goff as much as you think I like Goff. I'm not trying to dismiss the numbers that Cats put up.
Best in the NFC South.
NFC South.
Ain't nobody good over there. You can go with Baker Mayfield. I think he's better than Baker. Best in the West.
But he didn't have as good a year offensively as Baker did.
No, he didn't, but I think he's better than Baker.
Okay.
Best in the West. Who are you going with?
Stafford, maybe?
Stafford. Maybe Kyler Murray.
Mm. Well, I mean, what about Brock Purdy?
Purdy.
Is the shine off of Brock Purdy
so
already?
He's not the best in his own division, and he might be better than one quarterback who's the best in his division, and that's Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and
that's all you got.
And I don't think, like, I'm not trying to slander Jalen
Hurts. I'm not
Hurts.
Slandering either, but don't say something that's just flat out stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the value being the same as if Lamar wasn't on this team. And, you know, like, even I heard Vinny talking about it, saying, comparatively speaking to Brock Purdy, having Brock Purdy and Jalen Hurts in the same grouping is what they'd get paid. And I think that makes more sense than putting Jalen Hurts in the group above him.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I hate these comparison games, but then people say stupid stuff and it makes you compare. Honestly, why can't we just celebrate him for who he is? Why do we? And that's what I hate about ESPN and all these other guys, the FS1. We can't just appreciate people for who they are. Mm-hmm. We instantly have to compare them to somebody. What do you think about this quarterback? Well, he's no. I didn't ask you who he wasn't. What do you think about him? What do you think about Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts is a pretty good quarterback. Leave it there.
Yeah.
Why do we instantly have to compare him to somebody else? We can't just celebrate him for who he is. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's been in the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. I mean, 2 years. You know, two out of 4 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
Celebrate him for that. But we instantly have to go and compare him to somebody. I mean, these guys, this is trash. It's trash television. It's trash radio. You can't just talk sports. You instantly have to compare. It's lazy. And it's flat out lazy and it's irresponsible. And you leave, because you know people are sheep. Anything you say, they're going to fall onto it because they can't come up with their own opinions. So they come with yours all the time. And it's dumb ass lazy radio.
Yeah. It's February. So this list radio, as everybody likes to talk about, happens. But then you got to start comparatively speaking. It's like, where does he rank amongst? Well, why does he have to rank anywhere?
Exactly.
Yet? Like, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he, like, in the middle of the year when the Eagles started, remember, they were scuffling there for a little bit, figuring out their defense. They were giving up some points. And then Jalen Hurts started to scuffle after what, an ankle injury?
Yeah.
And then they were talking about, I don't know if the Eagles are even in if they're going to be one of the best teams in the NFC. They might get passed by this team or that. Like all the talk that was going on, and then all of a sudden he wins the Super Bowl, and it's like, yep, that's all gone because he just won.
Yeah, we were three weeks removed of, are the Eagles going to fall short because of Jalen?
Yeah.
We're 3 weeks away from that. And now all of a sudden, he's in the upper echelon.
But this is what happens with knee-jerk reactions and hot takes. Thank you. I almost said hot button. Hot take radio. And again, this isn't a knock of Jalen Hurts, but just because you get there once and win does not all of a sudden put you in a different group. I mean, Eli Manning's got two of them, and he just found out for the Hall of Fame they took one less than they should have. But it still doesn't – it doesn't – all of a sudden, winning Super Bowls put you in this different class. You're one of those guys that has a championship ring. And depending on how your career goes afterwards, whether or not you sell it at a pawn shop. I mean, it's kind of crazy to look at how people want to label these guys and where they want to elevate them
so
to.
Quickly.
It's not,
so quickly.
It's not justified yet.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's. I'm hoping my buddy Jimmy is joking around. He says, Kendrick Lamar is good. Love the Amazon chain, too.
Love the... oh, God.
Everybody breaking this down now and realizing what he was doing is pretty funny.
It's an A minor.
Because...
A minor. Go.
It's flag had two little kids on it holding an A minor.
Yes.
Ooh.
I don't think he was just speaking to Drake, either.
No.
I said the same thing Sunday night. I don't think he will. Hey, so Joe,
layers.
Answer this question, Joe. I said this, and I want you to dissect this. I think Kendrick Lamar on Sunday opened up another can of worms. Intentionally.
Yep.
Is that his next beef?
I don't know.
Is that his next target?
Who knows, man?
Somebody asked, you like to be Kendrick Lamar? No. Why? Because I don't want to be the topic of the next song.
Well, you brought it up earlier. We were talking off the air. What does Kendrick have that most rappers don't have? A damn Pulitzer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like,
it's a Pulitzer Prize winner, man.
Just needs an Oscar now.
You see that, and this is what I keep saying. People don't realize it. I don't care if you like hip hop or not. These are modern day poets. I mean, they're.
And he's brilliant.
That he puts things together, you don't have to like it. It wasn't for you. I enjoyed the hell out of the halftime show and the pettiness that came along with it because he was just smiling. People are like, I can't believe he did that. He should have. He did what he wanted when he wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. I love what Sammy L say. That's too ghetto. You can't do that. That's too ghetto. But come on, dude.
There were a lot of people on the right that were saying, thank God. I didn't like the halftime show, but they brought the flag back. And it's. I don't think you guys are understanding everything about this halftime show. You might want to read deeper of what they were doing.
Oh, my gosh. And again, he's brilliant.
Somebody wrote, I like that they had Uncle Sam, but Uncle Sam was a white. Not Uncle Sam Jackson.
Uncle Sam didn't exist. Was it real?
Well, I'm not touching that.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Jerry Bimry joins us at 745. Kim McCusick in studio at 8 o'clock, and later on in the show, Jerry Palm to talk some NCAA basketball. Hey, can I take you guys behind the scenes for a minute? Because we reserved the right to pick on little sis Jess. So Jess just came in and said, is it NCAA? Is it NICI? What is it?
She threw some letters in there that didn't even apply.
I said, what are you thinking, NAACP? What are you talking about? It's the NCAA.
Yeah.
She didn't know how to say it. And she said, in terms of the tournament. I said, NCAA, Jess.
Just say NCAA. It's fine.
It's fine, Jess. On the other side, we give it out shovels.
Yeah, my shovel's going to go to a very interesting cat. A guy that went to, my barbershop. I go to Great Clips.
It's not a barbershop, it's a salon.
And then, it's a salon for this cat. So I'll show you in a second. As soon as you see his throwing motion, you're going to understand. But look, this guy threw a big temper tantrum at the hair salon because he screwed up. He's going to get my shovel.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovel's next.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota. And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com. 1057 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Jeremy Conn, who gets yours?
A parolee who trashed the Great Clips in California. That's right. Trashed my barbershop. My barbershop, Great Clips.
Not a barbershop.
Oh. Well, the parolee here in question is a California man named Greg Marriott. He's 27. I would say from his limp-wristed throwing style, he looks a little bit like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds, but he lost his mind because he showed up an hour late to his hair appointment and the place was getting ready to close. So they said, you're going to have to come back tomorrow. And this goober just starts throwing stuff. He grabs all the hair supplies, starts throwing them at the people that work there, the stylist. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. So he started knocking hair products to the ground, threatening customers, the two women that worked at the salon. He called them ugly, threatened to knock the glasses off their faces. He also threatened to get my lesbian friends to come pound the women. Prove it. No, sorry. Go step outside, he screams at a customer. Go step outside. You need to leave, one of the employees said. Marriott did eventually leave in a huff. That's the only way this guy could leave if you watch the pictures of it. I mean, he had to leave in a huff. This is something else. This happened on February 5th thanks to multiple tips from the public. The police found him, charged him with assault with a deadly weapon, vandalism, and for violating his parole. And now you, goober, get to go back in front of the judge yet again.
Mine is akin to yours. Modest to the dude, we're still looking for you, who vandalized Missoni's the other night.
What a douchebag.
This was what, Monday night?
Yeah.
No, Sunday night. Had to have been Sunday night. Goes in, breaks the window, also breaks in another place in the same shopping center. I mean, that's why we can't have nice things, man.
Always somebody.
Seriously, always somebody, man. Get a job. Seriously, get a job. He was able to successfully steal like $1,000 from the other business that they had hanging around. Not cool. We are looking for you. We find you, there'll be consequences and repercussions.
Yeah. I mean,
because it's one of my favorite eating establishments, and you almost jeopardized me from having
He just got his own thing on the menu.
Exactly.
It's feet. You can order feet.
No, no, no.
No, you can't order feet.
No.
What's your special over there?
It's called the Rob Long. It is gluten-free pasta, olive vodka sauce, and grilled chicken. And to be honest with you, they said they sold a ton of them over the weekend.
I didn't think it was edible, because when it said it was called the Rob Long, I thought it was full of... Oh, sorry.
They sold a ton of them over the weekend. It's the best gluten-free pasta I've ever had.
I haven't had a bad meal at Masoni's, and no. I know you've eaten there more than I have, and I know you haven't had a bad meal.
No, I've
meal.
Not. It's like, for me, the gluten makes me feel like I swallowed a brick.
Mm-hmm.
And the gluten-free pasta does not. And like I said, a lot of people have bought it. They sold a ton of it over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you go there, ask for the Rob Long. That's all. It's good.
You don't ask for the Jeremy Kahn, because they'll kick you out. Get out.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Up, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so against this stuff, this instant elevation. You know, talking about Jaden Hurts is as good as Hurts is as good as Lamar now, and even did it with Daniels. You know, Jaden Daniels. You know, he had a hell of a rookie year, but you know, some people try to compare him to Lamar already. He's as good as Lamar. This instant elevation stuff is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the knee-jerk reaction. This is the national hot-button topic. Say something, get somebody talking, and then we start our argument. And now this whole thing with value is going to be thrown around, where you can't tell me what value means for one person to the next. And I think he's just as valuable, because you take him off the field, this team doesn't win the Super Bowl. I got news for you. You take off any starting quarterback off the field, and more than likely the team's not winning the Super Bowl. It's happened a couple times. Where backups have taken them.
If you can take the starting quarterback off and the team is just as good, then...
He should be the starting quarterback.
They're going to make a change because he's too expensive. Devin in Baltimore. What's up, Devin?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning, man? How y'all doing?
Good.
I just got a two quick questions. The first question I have is, I know y'all wasn't comparing them, but Trent Dilfer to Jalen Hurts is crazy. You give me the greatest defense of all time, I went in the Super Bowl like every year.
How good was the Philadelphia Eagles defense? They got to the quarterback six times without a blitz.
But they weren't better than the Ravens. That Ravens defense was still
dominant defense, though. A dominant defense.
That's true.
Okay.
But
in my opinion, the Philadelphia Eagles defense should have gotten the game MVP. That's what changed the game, not Jalen Hurts.
To compare Trent Dilfer to Jalen Hurts is wild.
It's not. Wait a minute. Time out. For you to hear that, Devin, is wild. It's comparing a situation. It wasn't comparing the two. It was comparing the situation. It was saying a quarterback who was questioned for the entire time now wins the Super Bowl, and now he's elevated to another status. So for you to, if that's what you heard, then you are the wild one, because I wasn't comparing the two. I was comparing the situations.
I'm just talking about quarterbacks and winning.
Yeah. So that's wild on your part. That from that, you think I was comparing the two people. I said you had a quarterback who was questioned. And by the way.
Jalen Hurts was questioned this season.
Exactly. He was questioned going into the playoffs. We mean this season. He's questioned going into the – now all of a sudden he's upper echelon. So, Devin, you're wild because you didn't understand the comparison between the two.
And let me make this clear, because I do think Jalen Hurts is in that next group. And if you want to put him fifth in the league, you want to put him sixth, whatever. I just can't put him above the top four that we all know who that top four is.
I can't put him a sixth. We just named eight going through the divisions that were better than him. Let's go to Buffalo Zoe. What's up, Buffalo Zoe?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, man.
Hey, Rob, where is good old Masoni's at?
Masoni's.
I've never been there. Where is that?
Masoni's is on
Bel-Air Road.
Bel-Air Road and right up above Silver Spring Road
mm-hmm.
in Perry Hall.
Okay, yeah, because I'm going to have to check it out. The only question is, I don't know about saying the Rob Long special.
The Rob Long special. Diddy. Yeah, here you go.
No Diddy, man. I'm just going to say the Long special.
Yeah.
Can I get the Long special?
That makes it even diddier.
Yeah.
That makes it. Can I get the Long special?
Uh-uh.
That makes it diddier, doesn't it?
Diddier. Is that a new word?
That's going to be it.
Even diddier.
It's going to be it. Jerry Bimbry joins us at 7:45, but on the other side, Maryland falls in the top 25, but do they stay in the top 25? We're talking college hoops up next on The Fan.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry Bimbry joins us at 7:45, Kim McCusick at 8 o'clock, but right now the Maryland Terps. And we talked about this last week. They had an opportunity to really, really pad some things in the rankings. They debuted, what was it, 17? It was they were ranked 17th? Or
18th.
18th. And they fall down seven spots to number 25 behind Clemson and Creighton, who both moved up. Still in the top 25. Coach's poll has them number 25 as well. With a win and a loss, lost against a team, to be honest with you, they should have won. They had a 17-point lead against Ohio State. They win that game, they at least stay at 18-17. Well, now with Nebraska coming up in 2 days, they got a chance to stay maybe in the top 25.
Yeah, did you see Scott Van Pelt kind of getting into it with, I think it was Jeff Goodman?
I heard about it. Give me the details.
So Scott was just talking about why don't you have the Terps ranked higher, and they were going back and forth, and it was like, man, everybody's all like, I think it was Goodman. I want to make sure we get this this straight, but like he had gone out and said the Terps should be ranked higher, and blah 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 blah, and then of course the knee jerk reaction is everybody wants their team to be ranked. I'm sorry, I didn't put your team higher. And then Van Pelt was just like, well, I mean, that's okay, but Ken Palm in every analytical setting has them as a top 20 team in the country, but you don't. That's okay. You know, like basically calling them out. And the other thing that I retweeted this morning that you may or may not find interesting, is when you look at the criteria that you want to have to win a national championship.
Maryland's very impressive.
Yeah, I sent it to the group. Here, let me pull this up. Sorry, I should have had this ready.
I slipped down that road when you said that.
Yeah, so here it is. Teams that currently fit the KenPom National Championship criteria, which is 96% of national champions since 2001 have had a top 21 KenPom offense pre-tournament. 91% of national championships champions since 2001 have had a top 31 KenPom defense pre-tournament. Terms that fit that criteria right now: Michigan, Purdue, Houston, Iowa State, Michigan State, Florida, Arizona, you have Auburn and Duke. Now, those were the ones that fit that. Now, currently, Maryland has jumped into that.
Okay.
So that's where this ties in. Illinois jumped into it, Maryland, a couple others, and Duke's in there as well. So, like, when you look at it, some of the SEC teams have jumped out and the other ones have jumped in. But the fact that Maryland's on that borderline tells you that they do have the potential to make a run in postseason play.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they do have the potential. I think we are missing on how good this team really is because they're our team. If there's some other team in the Big Ten that we're watching play against our team, we're telling you how impressive they are. I think they're very impressive, Jeremy. And again, I think the presence of the two bigs who both can score at any given moment. I think the guards now who are becoming better shooters from the outside, because I think that's something that Maryland has lacked over the last 4 or 5 years.
I mean, the outside
consistent
shooting,
outside shooting.
It's been questionable at best, man. Like, we all know that. I don't think I'm keeping anything from anyone. When you've watched this team, it's like, man, why did they take so many threes? And this is before they were actually hitting them. So, I like the style of play that you have here. And even, you know, I think the Terps are the type of team that can beat you in an 82-80 game. And I also think they can win a 53-50 game. So, the contrast of styles, that's why I think they match up well with fairly anybody that once they get in the tournament play.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think the Terps' top 25 status, being ranked number 25, is hard to argue against that and say that they deserve more because, again, that was a huge loss of theirs the other night, last week.
Well, and then now dropping down to 25. I'm glad they're still in the top 25. So now that still gives you something to build off of, even though you had your hiccup last week on the road and cough one up at Ohio State. But those are the types of games that, I mean, you think about winning that game instead of dropping out. Now you're moving up. Now you're approaching that top 10, which what if they are a top 10 team? I mean, I think it would kind of shock all of us because we weren't expecting it. And then we've seen them lose to like some of the good teams they face this year. But that being said, the longer this season goes on, the more they understand of how to play with each other and also play in the style that Coach Willard wants them to play.
You like his style?
I do. I mean, I think he's a good coach. And watching him, I mean, I love the fact that we talked about it ad nauseum when he got picked up and brought here. The fact that his nickname was the chiropractor, meaning he's making adjustments during the game. And I think it's paramount. If you come in with a game plan and it's not working and you keep using that same game plan, I mean, it's basically the definition of insanity. So you have to make adjustments.
What's the biggest move that you would make on this team right now? Or what would be your, going into the postseason, the one thing the Terps have to do consistently to win would be?
I think they got to feed Derek Queen. I think that's your go-to guy. And with all due respect to everyone else on this team, he's a difference maker. And that doesn't mean the other guys aren't, but you see it on the big block shot in Ohio State to try to give him a chance to win that game. The buckets he's giving you. He added in 5 assists on this past week. So, understanding when the game's not coming to you and then you're getting double teamed, get the ball out of your hands, get it to an open shooter. I think this team is actually passing the ball fairly well. But to me, Derek Queen's got to get as many touches as possible. I'm not telling you got to have some Randy ratio like they did with Moss. We got to throw the ball to him 60% of the time. Although I understood why they did that.
Yeah, they do. But I think you do need a Randy ratio with him. I think the offense has to run through him.
It should, but again, like I know sometimes you can get complacent with things and you get into transition and you're getting quick baskets and you know, maybe you're taking last second shots, but I want him touching the ball as much as possible. And you know it as well, like coaching, I'm sure there are players on your team that, let's say you've had a couple empty possessions, that ball better touch that person's hand the next time down the court to get things started.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to speak for you. when Jeremy talks about touches, he's not talking about shots.
Yeah.
The ball needs to go through him. He needs to touch it X amount of times.
Well, like if you have a premier player and the ball goes to him, where does everybody's eyes go? They go to that player.
To that player.
And now the help defense has to start. And Derek Queen's not a guy that you're going to one-on-one and stop all the time. Like, he's a guy that's going to get his. So if you're sending help, he's got to be able to find it. And just, it's like in the NFL, you want to pass where they're blitzing from, right? Because that's where the pressure's coming from. They got nobody back there. The same thing applies when the pressure's coming to the double team. You want to go where that player's coming from, because now that's an open look. And what can that open look give you? It can give you even a better look if you're shooting there. Maybe you're that plus one pass.
Well, I'm glad you said football, because it's a perfect example. We always say Derrick Henry should have X amount of touches. Why? Because you know if he has touches, it opens up for everybody else. If Queen has an X amount of touches, he opens it up for other people.
Yeah.
Same comparison. 410-583-1057. Jerry Palm joins us to talk some more college hoops at 9 o'clock. Kim McCusick in studio at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, NBA talk with our man Jerry Bembry. Have you spoken with him since Luka?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to him at his debut with the Lakers now. Up next on The Fan. 7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn holding it down on this Taco Tuesday. Ed Norris, punk ass down in Florida. Joining us right now from the undefeated, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. Joe, can we put that Window Nation back over here? This thing is hiding in the shadows. I'm old.
Where
I can't
it?
See. It's weird.
On the door?
Shadows of the door, man. I can't see that. Mm. Jerry Bembry, what's up, Jerry?
What's going on? How you doing, Rob?
Doing well, man. They're stretching my eyes, man. They're challenging my eyes. I'm an old man.
Yeah,
I can't
if you get older. Exactly. Yeah, if you get older, that's what happens, right?
You know, your arms aren't long enough. You know, last time we talked to you, Luka was on the move last night. He made his debut with the Lakers. 14 points. It wasn't about that. I thought having the presence of both he and LeBron James on the same floor was huge for a very hot Lakers team right now, if I must say.
Yeah, you know, they've won 9 of the last 10 games, and they gave you a sign last night. You know, Luka and LeBron teamed up. They took less shots than usual. They needed to play over 30 minutes. All five Laker guys scored in double figures. So there's never a dispute of Luka's greatness. And, you know, the ability of him and LeBron to play together, it's about Luka's fitness, and we'll see that long term. And, you know, let's be real here. They played the Utah Jazz last night. The Jazz made Jackson Hayes look like Will Chamberlain last night. And so I think what this deal does is that the other guys, Rui Hachimura, Hayes, Austin Reeves, they'll all benefit from Luka's presence and his ability to see the floor and make the right pass. But I want to see them do this against teams like OKC, Memphis, Denver. That's going to be the really telling point of whether this trade works. And that's where defensively you might see the flaws that playing LeBron and Luka together. You know, LeBron is great defensively in spurts. Luka is never great defensively. So we'll see what happens there. And there's no AD, so there's nobody to really protect the rim.
How about it for the Mavs side? It seems like ownership said some out-of-pocket things, in my opinion, especially for a guy that's had a silver spoon in his mouth his entire life and has pissed away more money than he's actually made. But the fact of the matter is they kind of rushed Anthony Davis back, and now you have this issue with him. He's yelling, "I'm here," and he looked great, and he's not there anymore. He's on the sideline now.
Yeah, had a great first half in his first game, and now he's out for maybe a month. But, you know, that's par for the course for AD, right? He can never stay healthy. That's a knock on his entire career. So is anybody surprised? You know, I guess, you know, Dallas hopes that he can get back for the postseason and help them make a push. You know, right now they're in the eighth spot, and they're going to be battling for, you know, probably a play-in position when it's all said and done. So, yeah, this is not going to be a great season for Dallas. It's not going to be a great outcome this season. And, you know, we'll see. The trade is one-sided, right? Luka is one of the greatest players in the game. There's no doubt about that. Jeremy, I know you love Luka. So,
yeah.
But it's a matter of, for the Lakers, whether Luka can really turn things around from a physical standpoint and be that transition guy to the next era for Dallas. Who knows what they're doing out there? It was just an insane deal.
We're here with Jerry Bembry from the Undefeated. Jerry, I look at the West and I think Grizzlies, the Nuggets, they got the best player in the world, but how are they really built? The Lakers, do you believe in them? The Rockets, no, I don't. Is this really OKC's conference to win?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We talk about the trades and how other teams got better, and Chet Holmgren just got back to the OKC lineup, and he's playing limited minutes right now. You know, they're not playing him in back-to-backs, but he's showing what that front line can be with him playing alongside Isaiah Hartenstein. And, you know, when you have what might be, Shea might be the best player in the NBA right now, that's going to be a really dangerous team. So they are definitely the team to beat out West. And, you know, they fell short in the postseason last year. Shea had a miserable series finale game. And I think that's weighing on their mind right now. And I think they're really anxious to get back to the playoffs and show how good they can be. And I think they'll make that championship run this year. I think they'll make it to the finals.
Was there another trade that you liked or you thought maybe flew under the radar a little bit? Because there was a lot of just trash getting traded and released shortly after a buyout. But, I mean, if you want to talk about Zach LaVine going to Sacramento or Jimmy going to the Warriors, was there anything that stood out to you other than Luka?
You know, I think that Jimmy Butler trade is going to be good. I think he showed it last night. You know, the Warriors are a motion squad, right? There's, you know, Steph is moving. Everybody's moving. You know, Green is setting picks. But last night we saw a different element. We saw Jimmy Butler and ISO ball. And that doesn't really fit what the Warriors do. But in an ISO situation, he got to the free throw line 15 times. And he scored 20 points while making only four shots from the field. And so I think that added dimension is really going to help. You know, Jimmy's going to get you numbers. And if Jimmy fits in and gets along with his teammates, which I think he will because those guys are championship teammates out there, then I think it's going to be all right. I think it's going to be a good deal. And then the Spurs deal for De'Aaron Fox, even though it hasn't really worked out in the short term in terms of record. You know, if you play the Wizards last night, you're going to get a win. That's guaranteed. But it's going to force Victor Wembanyama to change his game. And when I say in changing his game, Victor has had a green light to do anything he wanted to do because he is the future. He is the franchise. But now you get a guy like De'Aaron Fox, who is a proven commodity. He is a scorer. He is a clutch player. And Victor is going to have to tone that down. That's my biggest criticism of Victor is that he's been launching threes at will and just letting it go, letting it fly, not really understanding the flow of the game. And he's going to have to defer to De'Aaron Fox because De'Aaron Fox is a veteran guy who has a proven record of doing it. So yeah, I think they showed it last night. Both of them had scored 30 points. So I think it's going to work in the long term. I don't know what's going to be the rest of the season, though.
Jerry, I saw when the Hawks were playing the Spurs, and it was De'Aaron Fox on the sideline whispering to Trae Young, and you could read his lips saying, "Man, I get to throw lobs to Wemby now. Like, are you kidding me?" Like, it's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, Jeremy, I mean, if you're De'Aaron Fox, you go from Sacramento where you don't get any notice in the league. You're almost a forgotten player when you play in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And then go play with the biggest headliner, one of the biggest headliners in the game, in the future of the league. Oh, he's a happy guy. Happy to be seen again because I didn't see much of him in Sacramento. And I see him now. I see him now.
Jerry, are you working on anything right now or is it top secret?
You know, my Kobe documentary is going to be out, I think, this weekend. You know, we've had some legal technicalities on it. But, you know, when I get a final word, I'll reach out to you guys. Maybe we can talk. I'll send you guys a trailer. Maybe we can talk about it.
Absolutely. My favorite player of all time, Kobe Bean Bryant, man.
Yeah, all time. Great guy.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Thanks a lot, Jerry. How can folks follow you on social media?
Hey, at Jerry Bembry on all social media platforms.
Thanks a lot, my man.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, guys. Take care.
One of my favorite guests.
Yeah, I mean, look. It's
one of my favorite guests, Jeremy.
Just a good dude. And now I can't wait to see this Kobe Bryant piece. As I've said to you numerous times, I hated him his entire career. I hated him. And then he retired, and I started going back and watching and looking at basketball through some more mature eyes. And I go, why didn't I love that man? Why didn't I love him?
You know who says the same thing?
Who?
Almost word for word? Zach.
Yeah. Why didn't I love him?
We used to fight over Kobe Bryant all the time. And I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, you won't get it. You don't get it. And now he'll say, man, I ain't get it.
And you know what? Like,
that cat was different.
His nickname, the Black Mamba, is just so perfect. Like, I just watched a video of a lion that got bit by a Black Mamba and was just dead in seconds. You know, like, you look at these, and that's what he did. He was an absolute killer. Just a killer on the floor.
You guys didn't understand his pettiness.
No.
And I did.
I was not familiar with your game.
I loved his pettiness.
And I apologize.
He was, and see, and I always tell people, I had an advantage over a lot of people. I saw him in Myrtle Beach at the Beach Ball Classic. And I remember watching with my arms folded, who is this kid? Who is this kid? And from there, he was like, my guy. I thought I would see him with the Hornets. I was on hold with the ticket office, and I saw him get traded to the Lakers. I hung up thinking, I'm going to see him in Charlotte, but he's on my favorite team now because I grew up a Lakers fan. So it was perfect for me. 410-583-1057. Jerry Palm joins us at 9 o'clock to talk some college hoops. But Film Study Baltimore up next with Ken McCusick. He's in studio on The Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.